USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. Senator Lindsey Graham is defending former President Trump against federal charges under the Espionage Act. The South Carolina Republican on ABC's This Week asked, why wasn't Hillary Clinton charged?
Take a hammer to social media devices and break them apart. Apply bleach bit to a hard drive to erase emails. Allow classified information to get on a felon's computer.
Graham added that most Republicans believe a different set of rules are being used against Trump. However, an attorney general who served in the Trump administration says painting the former president as a victim is, quote, ridiculous. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Bill Barr disagreed with claims by Trump and many Republicans that the DOJ's 37-count indictment is politically motivated. Trump is expected to turn himself into authorities in Miami on Tuesday. Interstate 95 was closed indefinitely on Sunday in Philadelphia after a tanker truck caught fire, causing a freeway overpass to collapse. Crews were called to the scene to put out the huge blaze, but there's no word on the status of the truck driver or other possible casualties. This is Battalion Chief Derek Bomer.
We had heavy fire from a vehicle. Once we tried to extinguish the fire here, we did upgrade it to a hazmat box because we got reports that it could have been a tanker.
While it's not certain how long the closure will last, officials in Philadelphia urge commuters to plan for an alternate route to start the week. A Biden administration official says China has been spying on the USA from Cuba for years. The official says the listening post on Cuba is something the administration inherited, as it had even been upgraded in 2019. The admission came days after the White House denied a Wall Street Journal report that claimed the two countries reached an agreement to have an eavesdropping facility in Cuba. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Miami Mayor Frances Suarez is teasing a big announcement as speculation grows about a presidential run.
My announcement is to stay tuned. Next week, I'm going to be making, like you said, a big speech in the Reagan Library.
Without mentioning a possible White House bid, Suarez told Fox News Sunday that speech will discuss what the country's future should look like. A battle over migrant dumping in California is heating up, with one governor threatening another.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is maintaining his threat of criminal prosecution against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as migrants from Central and South America are flown to Sacramento.
On the basis of facts of evidence that were provided, and by the way, I was there with these folks directly and listened to how they, human beings used as pawns for a guy's political advancement. That's pretty sad and pathetic.
Newsom alleges that the migrants were lured to California under false pretenses. He vows to hold accountable anyone involved, including DeSantis, if California laws were broken. I'm John Schaefer.
It was a short-lived stay at the top for Spider-Man. Transformers Rise of the Beasts opened with $60.5 million to edge out Spidey in this week's box office battle. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse earned just over $55 million in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. The Little Mermaid was third, followed by Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.